Middle of Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Samach Beis, which is about being Mekadosh Shabbos with a set table with clean clothing. In the middle of Siv Beis, where the Mechabed said a person should attempt to have nice clothing for Shabbos, and we should be happy and rejoice and greet the Shabbos like a king and like a chassid kala. Says the Mahagov, the Alba Shatz may be big the Shabbos. A person should clothe himself with Shabbos clothing. Right after he bathes himself, that's the honor of Shabbos. Therefore, a person should not bathe himself, take a shower for Shabbos, only close to the evening, that he should get dressed right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nir Aleph, a person should get himself dressed with this big Shabbos right after he bathes himself. So the women have the custom before they light the candles to bathe themselves. And to wear Shabbos garments. Unfortunate is for those women. However, on the short days, where they're delayed sitting in the store, then they come home and they bathe themselves and they get dressed. In the meantime, they're going to come to heaven forsake a doubt of maybe desecrating Shabbos, because it's already late. Therefore, it's good to warn them that they should do it earlier in the day to bathe themselves and get dressed. So when they're running late, better it's a mitzvah that they should light than wearing the weekly clothing and coming to Chatz V'Sham to a doubt of maybe being Mechal Shabbos. And if the husband sees that the woman's running late, there's a big mitzvah that the husband should light the candles. You shouldn't pay attention that his wife's going to be upset and fighting with him about that. And it's a bigger mitzvah to sit in darkness. And therefore, since you should get dressed in Bigdei Shabbos right after you bathe yourself, so the Ramah said a person should only bathe. Only Sibkar Nyud Beis, Samach L'Erev, close to the evening, that he's going to get dressed right away. That I knew that is Keshu Reichet Zazman Mat Pavesi. That's when he's washing himself a little bit in his house. Which moved by Gemara, like the Gemara Shabbos called the Yem Beis, then you're viewed by Eloi, Ayin Sham, look over there, which is Dir Shu 12 means, Binance, you're just washing your face, your hands, and your feet. That you have to do right before you're getting dressed. Abel Keshu Heilich, L'Beis HaMerchet, when he's going to the bathhouse, Bevad Ma'anoch and Arkana, it's my most definitely appropriate to go earlier, that it doesn't come to Chas Shalom Bim Chal Shabbos. Especially in the winter months, when there's short days, we wrote over there. Simon Reishem El Gimel. Me b'mei hamadlikin, who and who are those who light? And if they made a mistake in the cloudy day, well, you're designed sleep in the 17th paragraph. Siv al, says b'chaber, Yizor lasas ner yaf, a person should be careful to make a beautiful candle for the Shabbos candles. Yes, mechaben lasa shtei pesilos, and some they focus on making two wicks. Echad keneged zocher, echad keneged shomer. One that's for, because there's two ways that Shabbos is mentioned. Zocher siyam Shabbos kachu, shomer siyam Shabbos. It's two different aseres dibros. So for those two to remember, they make two wicks. Agos tzedermo. Yichayin lohisa v'lahav like shleisha arba neis, and they could add on like three candles or four candles. Chinagu, and that's the custom. Aisha, as a Ketin Tamad Beis, a woman should shocha pamach zlahadlik. If she forgot one time on Friday to light the Shabbos candles, Madlekas kol yimei shloisha neiros is maril. So for the rest of her life, she's going to light instead of two candles, three candles. And ki yichayin lahisav al davar mechuben neged davar acher, because you could add on for something intended instead of something else. But vachal yivchis, as long as you don't do less, that's the ashrei, that's the agur sashri and Mordechai and sechler shana. Rish Perek Yom Tov. Says Mishbura, Sivkat Nalaf. Mechaber said, Yeizar v'chulu. Should be careful to make a beautiful candle. The primary concept of lighting the candle is the obligation. Because the mitzvah of having the light on Shabbos, that you have light. The light. Machmas hidr mitzvah, because of beautifying the mitzvah, you're allowed to say yafa, so that you should see to make sure that you do it nice. By every mitzvah, hidur mitzvah. Finally, come on, Simar Yishamach Dal, Tzif, Vav, which Dirush number 2 brings, the Dirush Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a mitzvah in Mufcha, to light with olive oil. And the reason Mishnah writes with it is because the light of oil, of this oil is just drawn after the wick. And you see that the mitzvah, the hit of this mitzvah is that the flame should be very good. Regarding Ner Chanukah, Mishnah writes in Tefer Shai and Gimel that it's good that each one should make for himself a beautiful menorah and good lights according to his ability. Sivkat and base. So he said a person should be careful to make a ner, a light that's yafa, that's nice. Navisa Bajas, burden the Gemara, the Zoicha Brazil, Laban Tamil Chacham. That if a woman lights with beautiful candles or just for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, she merits to have children that are Tamil Chacham. The Siv, like it says in the Pazik, Kiner Mitzvah Tarar, says that the candle is a mitzvah, and Tar is the light. Meaning, our day Ner Mitzvah the Shabbos through the Ner, the candle of the mitzvah of Shabbos, but or the Torah comes the light of Torah. L'kach, therefore, Rosh and Spal Ish, it's appropriate that the woman should daven. Achash should take my luck of bracha after she finishes lighting in the bracha. Sheet la Kaddish Baruch Hu, that Kaddish Baruch Hu should give a banim zchar me'idim b'Torah, male sons that light up the world with Torah. But look, it's an air and lighting the candle. Tzarchlis b'chalach adam shaylach shem b'Shabbos has to be in all the rooms that they're going to go into on Shabbos. A kapon ner echad, at least one candle. Even if they're not eating over there, they shouldn't stumble that they shouldn't stumble in the piece of wood or in the stone. However, the bracha should be made on the light that's lit on the place where they're eating. Which the Sharet Sinai says, as we'll see later on this simon. Sif, cut, and gimel. Now the Mechaber said that some are Mechaven, lasa is to make two wicks. Now the Moisim mitzim some, but he has a very little bit of money. It would seem that he should better buy one nice candle, Lishnaim Grum, and not two inferior candles. Sivkat and Daud. And they're mechavan to make shtei psilos, two wicks. I knew that is because you're dealing with Shemit Benir. That's when they light with oil in a lamp. Vimad Lakasu Benir is now, if he's lighting with candles, Lisa shtei Nair is when they make two candles. Mutla Hadi Benir, and there you light a light from one candle to another candle. Benimad Lishnaim is when you're lighting two or more. It doesn't have the category of the degrading the mitzvah, because you're using a mitzvah candle for something else. Because they're all mitzvah candles. But you're not allowed to light a twig or a different candle, Miner Shel Shabbos and Shabbos candle, which is a mitzvah. That would be degrading the mitzvah of the Ner Shabbos. The Nogel Achmer is that the custom is to be stringent regarding this. A film kabanosa, even if his intent is people use like a shamish, they use like a different match, or you can't light the match from the Shabbos candle, let's say the others went out. You can't use something else, even if you're intending to light the Shabbos candles with something else. Fine by Allah, and then Maschushtay Psilis where he discusses this. Sivkat and Hay. So why do they take two wicks or two candles? Echad v'chulu, one is connected zakha, one's connected shamar. Yes, mechabn last is near shal shava. Some what they try to do is they take a candle of wax, mishnei neris from two candles kaluyim biyachad that are woven together. Zeichel mashal mechazal to recall what Chazal said that the zachar b'shamer these two candles b'dibur echanem were said in one speech, and therefore they put the two candles together and they wrap it into one. Minikagun who says mishpur that's an appropriate custom. Avloys not noshim shibadab kenais mishasad lokas smuch zalze. But those people that they connect them when they're lighting near to each other, that's not appropriate. They heat up from each other. And they cause the wax to drip. Become the chvalas and then they double over, then they fall down. It's forbidden to light the Shabbos candles. From wax that comes from a house of idol worship of the non-Jews. Even in the situation that would be permitted for a regular person, the non-Jew nullifies the idolatry. It's permitted for a regular person. Even so, asal mitzvah is forbidden for the mitzvah as near Shabbos. Shem the mois, it's considered disgusting, as we saw in Simikuf Mendal Tzivyud Alf. Doesn't have any other candle but this. The shari then it's permitted. Shouldn't make a bracha on it. Which we wrote over there. Which as Dershu number 9 brings that there he wrote that if the candles weren't lit yet in that house of idolatry, they're not forbidden to utilize even in the shul because it didn't have the effect of the title of the beautification of idolatry in it yet. Now, regarding the lamps that were utilized for Avodah Zarah, and the Jew buys it after the non-Jew nullifies it, he writes over there that according to the Taz, it's forbidden to utilize those lamps for Ner Shabbos, and even though the Eli Rabbah is inclined to be lenient, Rimu Gadim and Kivega are inclined, the halacha is like the opinion of the Taz, lechumra. Sivkat and Vav. Rama said, now, however, lahaitziv, you could add on and light as many candles as you want to. Habiyesh noigin lahalik shivanir. Some of the custom to light 7 candles. Keneged shivas mei shavua, which is equals the 7 days of the week. Habiyesh asar, some light 10 candles. Keneged aseres hadibris, which relates to the 10 commandments. Ben tzichin li is kulan al shulchan. Now, they don't all have to be on the table. Sivkat and Zayin. The Rama said that if a woman once in her life forgot to light the Shabbos lights for the rest of her life, instead of 2, she has to light Shlosh Neris, 3 lights. This is Myrish B'Shahis or Degil B'Shnaim. That means that's Toma where she used to light 2 for Zachar Shama, and now she has to light 3. But if she always used to light 3, so she had to call it Me'arba, now for the rest of her life she has to light 4. If she forgot many times, every single time she has to add on for the rest of her life another candle. This is all because of a penalty. That she should be careful with the honor of Shabbos. I came there for him. Then civilly, if it was only some other control, she couldn't light. That she was in jail or something like that. In then she doesn't have to add on. Because the Eli Rabbah writes to be isha nia by a poor woman. You could be lenient if she forgot. That she should just have to add a little bit more oil in the candle for the rest of her life. If she's lighting candles, just that she has to light a candle that's a little bit longer than she used to. Sivkan Ches, that you could add on as many candles as you want to, because you could add on a dava mechuber. Some what he means to say is shashay neres. There are 2 candles which mechuber can make a zakah b'shamer, which that relates to zakah b'shamer of a canal, like we mentioned before. You could add on to a dava mechuber negative acher, and it still will be can make a zakah b'shamer as long as you don't do less than what's necessary. The Mishnah Berurah had referenced the Bir Halacha, the Maskel Shtei Psilos. So he said, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Dalet, what I wrote, that you could light from one candle to another candle. That's how it's brought in some interpretation, Ayin Dalet, and Besayis B'nei Baal Trumas. So this I wrote, that the custom is to be stringent, if you're using like a splinter, meaning a twig or a match, even though Magen Rama, some interpretation, Ayin Dalet, writes the stomach, that the nug to be machmer also in Shabbos, not to light from one candle to another candle. The Rebbe already writes with it, the meaning is to be machmer only through something else, like a match. But from one candle to another candle, know that there is not the custom. And he says also in our days, we see that the meaning is to light one candle from another candle. That's Rebbe Chai Adam that writes, in Shabbos, you light from there to there. However, says the Rebbe Halacha,
the Ikar Halacha, you have to look into this. He says, how is it mutar medina to light from one ner to another ner, but ner shel Shabbos? In other words, he explains. He says, I can understand Maner Chanukah, even though the Ikar Mitzvah is one candle, the rest is only a Mahajan, but Maaseh, since the Heder is mentioned, the Gemara, so it's a Nesha Mitzvah Mutu Medina. It's just okay that we're not going to be Machmer because of this, as brought up at the end of Ramah. But Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about 2 candles, just that that's Malak is a Chayva. And we make it just like a Remez Ba'alma, if a person lights more than 2 candles, we know that permitted to light from one candle to another one. He says, maybe it's like when someone wants to light a weekday candle from Ner Chanukah, let's say more than the number of Ner Chanukah, for sure it's also Medina. Instead of Truma, he writes that it's mutter. He says, maybe he's talking about when you have 2 homeowners that are living in one house. Each one has its own mitzvah loka. But however, from the steam is Lashani, from the fact that it doesn't specify, it doesn't sound like that. He says, maybe because whatever you're adding on more light, there's more Shalom Bayis and more Simcha, and everything's included in the Shabbos, and therefore it's called the Ner Shem Mitzvah, similar to what the Magen Avraham writes later on Sivkat Hezbav. And that's better than Ner Chanukah, which though there are Machmer, but they're because the rest are only for Hidr. Here it's the Ikar Mitzvah itself. So, but don't answer that it's not called yet a Ner Shem Mitzvah as long as they didn't make a bracha on it. That's not true, because if the Adlaka is not for the Tzarek Shabbos, you would have to extinguish it and then relight it, as we'll say later on. Rather, obviously, the lighting is the Tzarek Shabbos, it's just that it was not Makabah Shabbos yet as long as it didn't make a bracha. And that's the case, for sure, it is included in the category of Ner Shem Mitzvah, and therefore you have to say like the way we answered. Now the Eli Rabbah writes the name of the Panach Rado that it's good that there should be a designated candle to light with always all the Neres of Shabbos, and that's what people have, and not lighting one from the other. The Maskel Shishakha, that if the Ramah brought up, if a woman forgot once, she always has to light more. Look at Primogad, the same thing as if she didn't totally forget, she just was missing one Ner from what she usually has. So the Ralacha, that doesn't seem to be correct, because this is all a minigan, we're not going to add on to that. Like if she usually lights 10 and now she had 9, that she would have to add another one because of that too. Some of the dishes, dishu number one, said because of hiddur mitzvah, you should see to make the candles nice. Now this is all regarding the candles that are lit where they're eating, where that's where you make the bracha. But the other areas which you light on in the house, just that you don't stumble, as brought later on some kind of days, so you don't have to make them beautiful. And that's written Shuvah Halevi regarding the minik. There's many kilas that to light Ner Shabbos, one of them Ka'alocha, and the other candles in other places in the house don't have to be fit for Ner Shabbos. Dershu number three, but Beyamtiv, the Pinim Shalom Mezamim is that there's no obligation to light Neris in all the rooms because it's possible to take the candle that you lit and move it from place to place, unlike Shabbos. Dershu number four, the lighting of this candle, Shuvah Shalevi writes that it's not Meikra Din. It's just from a hidden mitzvah because you already lit Neris while you're eating. So this you have in all the other rooms is a hidden mitzvah. Dish number five, if there's really light lit in the other rooms of the house and there's no concern that you're going to stumble, Chur Shavali writes, there's no obligation to light with a designated light in the Kabbat Shabbos because you already have lighting in the place where you're eating. However, if a person wants to extinguish the light in the other rooms and to relight it, L'Kabbat Shabbos, that definitely is a hidden mitzvah. Dish number six, that there's no bizim mitzvah lighting one candle from the other one because they're all mitzvah. However, to heat up the bottom of the candle through another candle so that you could stick it into the holder, that even though the two candles are Kabbat Shabbos, that would be bizim mitzvah and that would be forbidden. Dish number 10. Chayodim said that Shabbos you could light from one candle to another one. Also, all Nerushal Mitzvah, also Mishvur writes in Tofresh and Daud, also has that same halacha. Dish number 11, he said some people light 10 candles, Kenega says Sadibris. Now, if the husband and wife have different minhagim regarding the number of a candle, Shuvah Shalevi writes that even though a woman cannot obligate her husband to spend money for additional candles according to her custom, however, the husband cannot stop her from hadir in additional Neris from her money. And he adds on that since Ner Shabbos was an institute of Shom Bais, it would be appropriate for the husband to let his wife light according to her minhag, even from his own money, because that's also included in Shalom. Now, the reason for the minhag olam to add on a candle every single time that a new child is born, which is the common custom, Lekutei Melech writes that since that whoever is marba b'neiris, the zecha to ban tamid chacham, as the Gemara brings in Shabbos Chad Daf Chav Gimel, so therefore they add on a neir so that the zecha to ban him to be tamid chacham. Dish number 12, we said this is all for knas if she forgets to light next one every single Shabbos for the rest of her life, and so too, if she forgot that today is Shabbos, and because of that, she conducted herself like it was like a weekday, Shuvah Shalevi writes, that's also including the knas. Dish number 13, even if a woman was at the time of lighting in her parents' house, and her mother was lighting candles, and she herself forgot to do that, even though she's obligated to light Neris, because she's going to end up going back home that nighttime, so she's not considered like part of this house, Shuvah Shalevi writes, that she would be obligated from now to light an additional candle every single Shabbos. And not under Buzner is inclined in such a situation, Chacham did not penalize her because the tzarchi of this bias were not imposed upon her. A man that has to light, and he forgot to do that, the opinion of Buzner is that he does not have to add on an additional candle because it was only said this penalty by a woman because she's the one that generally has the oldest obligation. That's what the opinion of Chacham Kaneski. Issue number 14, so he said a poor woman could just add on a little bit more than she used to. Now, if someone wants to light candles smaller than those that she used to normally light, Pinchas Kirelet says that you can learn from this halacha that you shouldn't be doing that. And if anything, we see that adding a little bit more is Mekayim this knas. Now, if a woman generally would light on Friday nights of the summer smaller candles than those she lights in the winter, so the opinion is maybe that's mutter because it was that intention that she started lighting bigger lights because the nights of the summer are not the same as the nights as the winter. And he adds on that the same thing is permitted to change and to light smaller candles from those that she used to, because now that the big candles bother her, because she did not conduct herself to light the big candles only because there was some benefit. Now that she only has the benefit of the small ones, so therefore that would not even require a taras nadar. A woman that wants to change her minig and to light a certain number of candles more than the small ones, meaning a larger amount of small ones, which are equal to weight to the bigger candles that you would light up. Until now, is that even though the smaller candles extinguish quicker than the bigger ones, she's allowed to do that, but it's not that she should light the candles at the time of the Suda.